Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Buyer expectations. Not a lot we can control here when outside forces or some big dogs change the game. I do think we can look at these new standards from a different angle that will help us stay in the running. When dealing with a new demand that's difficult to meet, we default into two camps. One, we jump into the race for the bottom. Or two, we throw up our hands and say, nope, I'm ignoring this and playing my game. I think there's a third option that's the best of both worlds. Instead of looking at satisfaction, as in fulfilling the expectation at all costs, let's look at managing the trade-off. What would a buyer give up in exchange for this? Or, what could we make so attractive that the buyer willingly gives up the new standards? Here's an old example from the consulting world. A lot of large firms give away their strategic planning work in exchange for larger implementation or outsourcing contracts. For smaller shops, giving away strategy work may not be feasible, and many of us don't have the bandwidth or the scale for big outsourcing contracts. So instead of lowering our fee for executive planning, what if we came up with a different equation? What if we said something like, yep, that's what the larger shops are doing now, but if we give you more of blah, blah, blah in this contract, here's the impact of that. And make sure, of course, that impact has got to be a top priority for them. In other words, you created a trade-off that competes but isn't the same. This forces the buyer to move into an apples versus oranges decision. Now they have to choose what they want more. And we don't have to match the larger organization's offer to our detriment. In this hyper-competitive market, new standards are introduced all the time. But we don't have to buy in or ignore completely. We can adjust to our strengths and introduce a new equation. Then the buyer can decide if the trade-off is worth it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.